The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and op-eds for publication from community members, business leaders, and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor, and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Trespassing, multiple arsons, vehicle break-ins, theft. These are all the headlines over the weekend. Not of New York City, or even Denver, but our little mountain community of Longmont. When I moved here a little over 6 years ago, I thought Longmont was the perfect place for me to land as my son finished high school and I pursued my new job. So close to the mountains, yet central to most of Colorado, quiet and safe. This was a community that seemed like a great destination to raise a family. What has happened? How have our representatives we send to the state capitol every year neglected to protect our peace and security? I've personally had my license plates stolen twice by a local crime ring at our apartment complex, and had people break into a stored, and gated, vehicle at a storage facility and trash it, while setting the place on fire. Crime is reaching us at a rapid-fire pace. Do our elected representatives and senators agree with our ag? Only after multiple car thefts should we consider keeping someone in jail? How about an increased budget for public safety, no bail for violent crimes, and stiffer penalties for offenders with multiple offenses? Continuing to vote for the same insanity will haunt us all, eventually. I'm supporting Tara Menza for HD11, as I know she supports the parents, the 9-to-5ers, the everyday citizen here that's looking for a secure and thriving community. I know Tara will be a strong voice for Longmont at the state capitol, and I'm confident her votes will better represent our interests in every regard. How's that status quo looking to you all? When will your car be the next one stolen? Your child who can't play at a park? Let's not wait for tragedy to knock on our doorstep before we wake up and continue to vote in legislators who won't deviate from their platform for the good of Longmont. Amy Olivier.